prospectors first dug into Mount Andrew more than 100 years ago. They found some gold, silver, iron, and copper, though not enough for a sustainable operation. Several companies have tried to find profitable amounts of ore since, without much success. Rob McLeod of Full Metal Minerals says his company thinks it's worth another try.
It's a historic prospect. In fact, some of the first claims ever staked in Alaska after the U.S. purchase were staked out there, and there's some historic mines. So the old-timers pulled a fair amount of copper out close to surface through underground and some glory holes. So we're seeing if there's anything that looks exciting at depth.
Full Metal Minerals plans to spend about $200,000 on this fall's effort. The Vancouver, British Columbia-based company has already done some exploration at the mountain. It's near the village of Kassan, south of Thorne Bay.
Last year we did some drilling with some encouraging results. We'd like to see some higher-grade copper, so that's why we've decided to use this geophysical method called induced polarization.
The method uses an electrical grid covering the area where it hopes to find copper. It sends a low-voltage current into the ground. A device connected to the grid then shows where there may be large deposits. Another exploration effort is going on at the Niblack Prospect, a copper, zinc, gold, and silver deposit about 30 miles to the south. The CBR Gold Corporation of Edmonton, Alberta, recently announced plans to resume drilling at the site. The company's Derek Iwanaka says preliminary results show good deposits of gold, and that's not all.
The copper and the zinc particularly have a very high grade, and the interval itself is quite large. So following up on that is going to be quite important for us.
CBR Gold recently partnered with Hunter Dickinson, a Vancouver, British Columbia firm that's also involved in Western Alaska's Pebble Mining Project. Hunter Dickinson has committed $15 million towards the Niblack Project. This fall's exploration work will cost about $5 million.
I think that if the project ends up being as robust as we hope, then we can go ahead with it ourselves. If it gets, you know, much larger, then it may be we may need another major company to get involved with.
More exploration is underway this fall at Bokan Mountain, another 20 or so miles south on Prince of Wales. UCOR, based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, is drilling at the site of a uranium mine that closed nearly 40 years ago. Steve Burrell of the Alaska Miners Association says the firm is interested in the radioactive ore, as well as what's called rare earth elements.
Those are the metals that are required for lots of different things to do with solar panels, with high-efficiency automobiles, with high-efficiency electronic circuits. And those metals are mostly received right now from China.
That nation recently tightened its rare earth export policy, driving up the value of other deposits. The fall's Prince of Wales exploration efforts are dependent on weather, though Niblack work is more flexible because it's underground. McLeod of the Mount Andrew Project says the work is expensive and often not profitable.
Exploration is a very high-risk gamble. Most of the time, if you're drilling or prospecting, you never find enough metal to make it worthwhile developing. So, you know, our philosophy is to have our hands in a lot of pots and explore in a lot of different areas, and hopefully the odds will be with us.
Only one major southeast mine is in production, Greens Creek on Admiralty Island west of Juneau. It will be followed next year by the Kensington mine north of the capital city. In Juneau, this is Ed Schoenfeld.